Por lo regular, está para dedicarla a varias gente. Y dedíquenselas, por favor, sin temor alguno, dedíquenle esta canción, que dice así. ¡Ay! Es para ti. El olor de tu boca, yo ya no lo aguanté. Te olía mucho a cebolla y no soporté. Te huele a huevo podrido, quizás te huele a zorrillo, pero yo ya te aparté.
I must say that in his own country in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Podcast, I think it's 28. I don't know. I have very forgetful mind nowadays. Let's see. April 16th, Tuesday. And we're late. My team is having their meeting right now. Exactly right now. Maybe I should call and here. I'm going to send a text email because I'm going to get fired soon. Oh, I fucking hate my neighbor. Every time I pass by his house, it reminds me how much I hate him. I want to sock him in the nose and stab him in the penis. Let's see. Hi, my lovely team. I love you all very much. I am actually running a little late. Hi! What should I say? No, service desk. Send it to them. Let's see. Late. Hi, team! I'm sorry. I'm late because I fucking hate you all. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just very. It was a very bad day today. My clothes didn't even dry. The fuck? It's fucked up. You know, I need to be ready for work. Yeah, but that's so annoying. Sorry, just had to. I don't know. I'm usually not this late, but today was especially unforgiving. It's raining again. It's beautiful weather out here. Out here in the Great Salt Lakes. Oh, I can't see shit right now through my side window because it's all wet. It's not snowy, it's just wet. It's all this rain, it's all distorting. So today's gonna be one of those days I'm gonna have to stay till 5 o'clock. I came in late. I left yesterday pretty early. A couple hours early. But, I mean, it didn't really serve me any good. I went to go get a haircut. And the lady, I've been giving her my money, been giving her my business. She's She's a friend of the family. She does a great job cutting my hair. And, you know, I like to support Latino-based businesses. And, but, you know, she's kind of been dropping the ball these last couple months. Like, you know, she hasn't been around. I don't know what's up. Like, her sister's been around, but I don't, like, her sister, okay, her sister's kind of hot. You know, she's younger. You know, they're both married, you know, but I mean, but I, the point I'm trying to get to is that they're hairstylists. And the younger sister, you know, she's kind of hot, you know, and but, you know, that's not necessarily, you know, when I'm getting my hair cut, of course it would be nice if I had someone, you know, that was good looking cutting my hair, you know, that was visually appealing, you know, because you kind of have to stare at them for a while too, you know, and, but, yeah, so, stupid stylist, I don't know, I don't know, she hasn't been there for a while, so I just, like, show up, and then it's, like, a new guy who doesn't look like he knows what he's doing, and then her sister sometimes, and they're always packed, and she's never around anymore. Hold on, I need to, my windows are fogging up, but yeah, she's never around, and, so it's just been lately, and yesterday I showed up, it was just, and three guys were sitting there, so I was like, fuck it, you know, I went to a different place that I haven't been to, you know, since it opened, which I learned yesterday was 6 years ago. It's another Hispanic shop. There's three Latino hair salons that I frequented, you know, and well, not that I frequented, but are around the same area. And they're slowly going out of business, like two of them. But I went to this other one that I didn't like to go to because I just didn't like the stylist when I went there. Like, they were too, I don't know, too aggressive, and, they were kind of egotistical, like, they would talk themselves up, but they didn't really do a good job, so, didn't go there for a while, but I went there to, yesterday, and it was funny, because, like, this lady was cutting my hair, this MILFy-type lady, She dropped the comb and it fell on my lap, right? And then she reached down to grab it, and it fell, you know. But like on the floor, the comb fell, but she didn't like. She just still reached down, and she grabbed my my penis. I was like, whoa there! But then she was like, sorry, I didn't mean to touch your hand. And then she made an awkward joke, and then I just didn't know what to say. And then I think I mentioned something about the weather since it was, like, rainy, too. Holy fuck, come on. Not again. Fucking... So I'm coming up to the area where there's usually traffic. And, of course, there's traffic again today, but it's like... No one got the memo that it's raining? Like... Come on, you gotta drive a little bit slower. And I'm still driving the speed limit. This guy's still on my ass. And then he, like, brakes the last second. Like, that. I never really cared before, you know, but ever since my last accident, I just get a lot of anxiety. I always just look at my rearview mirror, and then I always, like, expect that someone's gonna crash into me. And a lot of times... I really do think that they are, because they fucking break at the last second, you know, and, I don't know, it's fucking shitty. I love, like, working during these kind of days, where it's all raining. I wish I could fucking work from home, like, that would be a godsend, especially on a day like this, you know, like, I wouldn't be late to work, I would already be closing tickets. But, you know, I have to go through all the burdens, you know, and And then just show up to work to do a job I can do at my home. For one, because no one wants to do any physical labor there. And since all the shit jobs get passed down to us, we end up doing most of the physical labor jobs around the building, you know, because usually that should be facilities. But since our facilities team is full of women, you know, it just got that job duty got passed down to our team, which is fine, but, you know, it's not really ideal. And I don't know, maybe some things are going to change with the company here, but, you know, it only makes sense, like, if there should be, you know, someone dedicated to doing all this petty shit that they're paying, you know, desktop engineers, desktop technicians, you know, to be doing warehouse jobs, you know, that's a fucking $8 an hour job, you know, like, why are you making us do it, you know, that's so demeaning to me, like, as an employee, you know, like, I mean, I wouldn't mind if it was just that, but it's everything, you know, like, okay, you make me do bullshit jobs, okay, let me just do the bullshit job, pay me a nice wage, and, I don't know if you guys can squeeze in, but I'll give them a shot, but, yeah, they're not gonna make it. Was trying to give them enough room so they can go into the left-hand lane so they can turn left. But that wasn't going to happen. It looks like the asshole behind me didn't have the same... niceness as me. And I can't even think today. So fucking exhausted, tired, depressed. Man, fucking life. I'm so over it. Like, like, I think about, I just, like, daydream sometimes, and I just can't come up with any, like, real, like, purposes to live my life, for example, which kind of, you know, makes me, more, willing to be more adventuristic, be more, a risk-taking, because I got nothing to lose at this point, you know, you know, I'm not scared to die, you know, like, why not take some risks? I don't know. You know, what was that thing that, that saying, are you gonna go or not? Come on, you dumb fucking cunt. They had her, their fucking left hand turning signal on for, whatever, for 30 seconds, you know, and I was giving them space, but, she wouldn't fucking do it, fucking retard, or she doesn't notice that her fucking light's on. She was trying to, what a dumb fucking, why are people such stupid drivers? Like, I even slowed way the fuck down so she can go in. I don't know. I'm so fed up. I don't want to work today. I mean, like yesterday, for example, I went in, you know, no one said good morning to me, you know, so, it was one of those mornings. I know I did that one podcast, you know, when I went in. So you guys kind of know my routine. I go up. I have to walk through these assholes I don't like, which I've told my boss multiple times. And you know, that's a good point. None of this shit, like, none of the stresses at my job used to impact me and still have to mingle with these fucking greasy people. You know, like when I first started, you know, I realized that I was working with some real pieces of shit, you know, some real cowards in the face of teamwork, I guess you could put it that way. But these guys, you know, like before, like, they would annoy the fuck out of me because of their work ethic, but I didn't have to deal with them. You know, I was in my own row. I was sectioned off. I was free to do my own thing. And then for some reason, you know, my boss moved me over right next to them. And I don't know if these guys were like snitching or trying to like talk shit about me, because they're snaky. You know, they're the kind of guys that growing up in school, they were probably like when everyone else was outside playing, they were alone inside, you know, playing chess with themselves or some shit like that. You know, like they're those kids, the ones that didn't have any friends, or the short person syndrome. You know, they're like 4'11" now as old people. Can't imagine them being more than like 5 foot when they were in their prime. Short little fucks. The shortest of the short, you know, and I think they have that little man syndrome, you know, where they, I don't know, they're fucking racist against Mexicans, against tall people, against people that work hard. I don't know, but they've always given me shit. Like, they never gave me a chance. I sensed it from the first moment we interacted. They're fucking assholes, you know, and they didn't even lighten up to me until like a couple of months back, you know, and I was kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, it goes back to the same point. You know, you give someone an inch, they'll take a foot. You know, you can't let yourself be taken advantage of, especially by fucking scumbags, you know, who have nothing going for them. You know, like they're old, like they try to like impede on our lives, the rest of our lives on the team, you know, when they don't have, you know, I don't know. I want to stop ranting. It's always an easy topic to talk about work, because I hate it, and it's on my mind all the time, and I'm on the way to it. So one of these days, I'm gonna get fired one of these days. You know, I'm not really reliable as an employee right now, and it's all on me. You know, I can't really put the blame on anyone else. You know, of course they don't help. You know, of course the fact that I have these assholes that bicker, that don't really cooperate, and then I have to go sit next to them now. And I think the real reason why my boss did that is because he wanted to throw shit at me, you know, because he doesn't have anyone else, or maybe he didn't have anyone else he felt he can go to. And I always said yes, you know, so he would just say, hey, can you do this? Yes, yes, yes. And now I feel like a fucking idiot. Now I have all these responsibilities that I don't like to interact with people. You know, like, now I'm the the only person that deals with executive people, you know, and it's like, man, I don't want to deal with executives, you know. First, you know, it's, as soon as, you get on their bad side, they can fire you. I don't want to be dressed professionally every single day I go to work. Like, you know, I like jeans and a polo shirt, and, I like going, you know, minding my own business, going to my cubicle, doing my work. And it's so hard, because it's like, I don't know, it's so bullshit. I'm tired of being the go-to guy, and not really getting anything back for it, you know, and any type of perk, any type of benefit. I mean, the only benefit I would get is dictated by whether we work as a team or not, and we don't work as a team, you know. And it's funny, because I got in trouble because I called that out, that we don't work as a team. Like, I got in trouble for speaking the truth, and, you know, my boss agrees with me that we don't work as a team, you know, but you can't say anything. Like, I can't say anything. Like, I have to go to him to vent, you know. That's basically what he told me to keep my mouth shut. If something bothers me, go to him and vent. you know, he's not going to do anything about it. You know, he's not, he might talk to them, but, you know, that's just going to create more friction between me and them. It's not really going to resolve the core of the issue, you know, and I wish I had the time to just, like, Power BI some stats and figure out, you know, how many tickets are being assigned to each individual person and what's the closure rate, and maybe divide that by the amount of hours we each work, because I know these guys are getting overtime every single week. And I'm not even reaching my 40-hour mark, and you know that's on me because I can't stand being around here. If I had one good friend that worked with me, you know, one good friend that I would be motivated to come to work, have a good time, talk to them, you know, like I used to at my last job. That would be great, you know, that would be something, but I don't even have that, you know. I have a bunch of people in my department who I like, you know, but a lot of them seem fake, or, you know, and it's not really a good environment to, like, want to interact, you know. It's very plain Jane, you know, the walls are empty. It's a very depressing, like, place to work at, you know, and even a place like my last job where it was a, you know, a call center. At least they had, like, all these stuff on the wall, all these different colors, you know, and it made it a little bit less bleakish to go to every day. You fucking idiot. Of course you're handicapped. Just turned into the fuck without, like, anything, like, out of nowhere, like... But yeah, I don't know. Let me end it with this. I saw this, I was watching this movie about this, it's called The Silent or some shit. And it's interesting because it's like a sign language type movie. This, you know, and it's like, if only the silent survive. So the premise was about, I guess these bats, these creatures type things that attack anything that, like makes noise. So, I don't know. I only watched, 20 minutes of it. But, I'm here. But, yeah, so about that movie, I was thinking, you know, Latinos wouldn't fucking survive if that happened. We're so fucking loud. It was like, hey, the news would be like, hey, there's a big attack. You gotta stay in your homes and you have to be quiet. What do you mean we gotta be quiet? Man, you know, we just go crazy. Us and black people, we're so loud. They talk so much shit at me at my job right now. They're like, use your indoor voice, do all this. Like, motherfucker, do you see the complexion on my skin? I'm Latino, you know, I can't really, you know, that's just, I don't know if it's a genetic thing or it's a cultural thing, but I know I'm loud. I know I've always been the loudest person in the room, whether it's on purpose or not. You know, it's probably why I make a really good opera singer, but, yeah, we wouldn't survive that. Mexicans are not, you know, especially Mexicans, we're not made for a type of apocalypse where your voice is detrimental. We love to talk, we love to get loud, and it just wouldn't be a good combo. But you know what is a good combo? The Wendy's 5 for $8 Turkey Delights. And if you go there today and you use the promo code, if you just tell the drive-thru employee, Coachly, you'll receive that deal, and you'll also receive a small drink of your choice, and they have Pepsi products, and I hope you have a nice day.